The Cape Breton Regional Municipality's online hazard survey is closing 1 week from today. The municipality says it wants to hear from everyone to help it be more prepared for emergencies like significant weather events. Bruce McDonald of Emergency Management says the CBRM's priority is to respond to vulnerable people ASAP, but everyone should be prepared and have the necessary supplies to last a few days.
Make a kit. So the supplies that you require to sustain yourself for a minimum of 72 hours. Because during a disaster emergency, we may not be able to reach you due to either debris or damage to facilities or infrastructure. We may not be able to reach you right away to lend assistance in an emergency. So we encourage people to follow just kind of the standard practices that we recommend through getprepared.ca to once again know the risks. Make a plan and build a kit.
Meanwhile, researcher Dr. Corinne Cash studied the impact on Cape Bretoners following Storm Fiona in 2022. She endorses the CBRM's online survey while suggesting to step it up.
Well, it's a start, but I do think that there could be some more actively going into the communities and asking people, talking to people. You know, there's a lot to be said for boots on the ground in communities, and I know the municipality has thought about that, and I believe they have a community engagement individual that does that kind of work. So I really think that also going into different communities, maybe having some consultation in fire halls and legions and learning from the local people what their experiences are.
Cash says people from all walks of life are affected after a major storm like Fiona, including those with financial challenges. She's concerned about people who pay out of pocket for damage to cars or homes, but before that bill is paid, another storm or emergency appears, costing even more money to rebound. Cash says there is a term to explain that situation.
That's called a compounding risk. So that's when one event happens and then another event happens, and it's this perpetuating cycle. And we see this around the world. We see this in Jamaica, for instance. They just don't have time to recover before another one hits. And I think that's something that Cape Breton is an example for the world, because we have different seasons. So what happens when there's an ice storm that hits, or and they haven't recovered from the hurricane, for instance? So being able to plan for these compounding events and based on seasonality, based on uncertain weather that we're having now, I think that it's really important to be able to input that kind of planning into the official process.
Cash's survey is closed now, and she's expecting to have an update by the end of the month. The link for the municipality survey is on its Facebook page, closing on January 23rd. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.